All right, bows and bow ties. So look, before I get on into it, let me tell you how I was getting ready to go off this morning because I'm tripping over shoes. And I looked down, they were mine. Why was I getting ready to go clear off on my kids, leave a nasty note because I'm leaving early this morning, and be like, let me tell you something about these shoes. I was like, I'm such a hypocrite. Anyways, let's get on into it. While I was preparing my lunch and my coffee, I just happened to be scrolling through TikTok this morning. I haven't had a whole lot of TikTok time these days. But I did scroll through, and there was a guy who stitched this, video. And basically, it was a black woman. She got on there. It was kind of funny the way they did it. But basically, what she said was, hey, this is one thing that I used to hate saying this out loud as a black person, but now I'll say it all the time, or something like that. I don't remember the exact words. And basically, she said that she does not try to deal with hood people. She's like, nope, I stay away from them. Now, where they were going with it was, because I think one guy stitched it and made a comment. And I understood what she was saying. So look, let me make sure we just clarify. You've got people who live in a ghetto and they just have some flat out hood people. And I know I'm going to catch heat for this. I know I'm going to catch heat for this. So like, I don't know. Like, ghetto people don't bother me at all. Like, I have family members who grew up in a ghetto. I used to go visit people in the ghetto. That doesn't even bother me. You know, it just is what it is. Like, they're great people. But it's the hood, like, flat out hood people. I'm like, nope. And I'm just saying time and time again. It's just like, why does this have to be like this? Let me tell you, I remember like years ago before I dated my husband, before I was with my husband, I was dating this guy. He took me to New York. He drove a really nice car. Not that, so I'm explaining this because he was an IT guy, okay? So I want to make sure people didn't think he was involved in some other kind of activities. Although, he had family who was involved in those activities. So we go to the hood somewhere. I forgot where in Brooklyn, but it was like the projects, like the checks. So we get there and, you know, he parks his nice car. And the reason why I say that is because I remember there was like a couple of homeless dudes that were outside. I think he only gave him like a few bucks. I don't even remember. All I know, he was like, hey, he was like, yo, watch my car. And because he had people, family members, not family members, he knew, I won't say who this guy is and stuff like that. It's just like, who am I dating? It was a full-on Risa Tisa moment. And I didn't even watch the whole Risa Tisa thing, by the way. I don't even think I've watched 10 seconds of it. I just heard people commenting on it. It's not that interesting to me. But nevertheless, it was like a Risa Tisa moment. I'm like, who am I dating? Super nice person, right? But we're out here in the checks, not the projects. It's just the checks. So he's like, you know, with his car and the homeless, the bums, basically. He was like, watch my car. And I was like, all right, yeah. And they knew exactly who he was. We went to go visit his family. But on the way to visit his family, I still remember this. I remember going up this stairwell. Let me turn. So we're walking up these stairs, and on my left, there were these two girls. And they were like, oh, well, who is she? She ain't from, he knows all this extra. She ain't from around here and all this stuff. And he said, he barked out one command. He was like, don't touch her. That's all he said, because they knew exactly who he was. And these girls wanted to fight me for no reason. So we get inside his family space, and he said, I want to make this clear. You can't go anywhere, because I wanted to go to the corner store and get some. Okay. I like double dogs, and I always like corner stores in, like, hoods, ghettos, whatever like that, because they got the best, like, snacks. They do. Like, they have the best snacks. Like, all the old school stuff. They have the best snacks. They're expensive. The snacky snacks are good. And that's just where I'm at with it. So I wanted to go to the corner store. He's like, you can't go by yourself. He said, because those girls, they're going to get your face. was like, for no reason, he was like, because you're not around here. They don't like you. They don't like you. But they won't touch you if you're with me if I tell them not to touch you. I was like, well, I don't want to be someplace where it's like this. He's like, you can't even go outside. I can tell you're not around here. Everything about you. But every time I've been someplace around really, really good people, it was always a mess. It was always a mess. You know, I was just like, I was just thinking about not too long ago. My daughter competed in like a basketball championship and they won the championship. And there were groups of family that were losing their mind, right? And we handled the girls. I mean, it was a good championship. There were some families who were upset and they were getting ready to fight each other. Or at least that's how. But it was the women. It wasn't the men. It was the women. And so anyway, the TikToker, there was a woman who made this comment. It was a guy who made this comment. He said, like, hood dudes, they leave you alone unless, you know, you give them a reason. He was like, the women? He was like, they don't. Like, and I was like, you're right, because I was thinking about, like, when I was trying to walk up those steps. Those women wanted to fight me on site. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Just trying to be polite. And I'm like, so this is the thing about women or fighting. I want to make it clear. If people put their hands on me, I'm going to fight back. But I don't know how to fight. I just fight like a wild person. So, like, I'll just go down swinging. I remember as a young person when I got into fights. And thankfully, I have never lost a fight. And that was because I was so wild. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't get into a lot of fights. But I don't know how to fight. I'm not a fighter. So I'm telling you right now, anybody who wants to come up next to me, if it's in public, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you're 4'11". I'm falling out in public. Full on, like, oh my gosh. Nope. Maybe in private, I might fight you, but in public, oh no. I'm going to let you take all the heat because I'm like, nope. Falling out. I'm like, oh my gosh. They're like, ma'am, she just accidentally bumped into you. She tried to throw me on the ground. I'm not fighting. I'm not a fighter. But don't put your hands up. Anyway, so getting back to the hood thing, she said, basically, I don't like being around hood people. And I get it because it's like there's always something, but it was primarily the women. I'm like, why is everybody always trying to get into it? And before anybody gets in my comments saying, you're afraid of your people, I'm like, well, some of them I absolutely am. I am. I look at what's going on in the news right now, especially when you see what's going on in Baltimore. Now, I know people are going to try to say, like, oh, the news are painting the bad people. I'm like, no, news isn't all wrong. Okay? If they just kind of like overshare on the black people and not other people. But let's be clear. The way our people are, we're angry, and I understand. Like, well, let me rephrase that. It makes sense. I don't want to say I understand. It makes sense, you know, when you are in a bad situation and you feel hopeless, you know, you don't have access to resources. And resource meaning money, a home, clothing, commodities such as food and stuff like that. Like, that makes sense to me and why people would behave in a certain manner. Like, I understand that. What I will say is, from my experience, it has always been the women. Even though as far as when we look at who's committing the most, what word do I want to use? Homicides and stuff like that, it's not the woman. But my experience has been with hood people, like really hood dudes, I really haven't had the issues with hood dudes. I'm not trying to hang around, but they have not messed with me. They spoke, and it's like they were about whatever their business was. Now, I'm not trying to test the theory either. But the women, it's just like, even like with each other, it was just like, it was like always on site, like for no reason. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what is this? I'm not talking about girls from the ghetto. Like, look, I spent time in the ghetto, even though I know I'm not ghetto. I get it. But I don't have issues with girls from ghetto or ghetto or whatever like that. Those are some of the best chicks. Like, they're funny, they're loyal, at least the ones I've known. I don't have issues if you're so-called ghetto. I have issues with people who are just flat out, like, openly hood for no reason, like, on site, wanting to fight, always like, what did you say about, oh my God, I was just trying to get a snacky snack. I don't know what's happening. So, yeah, I got what that TikToker was trying to say, and I know I'm going to get heat for it. I am expecting people to blow up my comments like, you know that one. I'm like, but, like, I don't get it. Like, as soon as I see a whole lot of activity, I'm like, there's nothing good that can come out of being over here. Nothing good. So I was thinking about the end of that basketball game and how people were off on the side, like almost crying. I'm like, it's little kids basketball. Like, people are crying and like, my kid didn't get no point, like tears. I'm like, and they were getting, like, it was getting heated. And I was like, this is too much. Let me tell you something. My daughter has lost in a championship by 4 points and they didn't want to get into it with the other team. They've won a tournament. That worked out great. We played in another tournament where we couldn't get out of the semis. The other team was just, they were just a better team. And never once did we ever want to fight anybody or, you know, granted, the team that we are on is mixed, it's like a mixed group of girls, but my whole big thing was like, I'm like, I never wanted to fight the other team because we lost. I'm like, they were just a better team. They were better. They fired us up. I was like, oh, that's our drawing board. The point I'm making is, you know, I think about the whole hood versus ghetto. I mean, it was kind of funny the way he put it together, but he brought up a good point. I get it. Like, the issue isn't so-called ghetto people, because ghetto people are, like, funny to me. Like, it's, you know, it's my people. You know, I don't even have issues with it. Like I said, like, it doesn't even bother me. It's just the ones who are just, like, constantly on 10, putting 20 on 10. Like, I'm like, why are we trying to get into a kerfuffle for nothing? Like, why are we starting? Like, you always want to, like, I mean, I would see stuff like happen in stores. Like, somebody took the last so-and-so. I can't believe you're gonna take, like, it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, I would have probably just gave it to the person. I'm like, this clearly means more to you than it means to me. Look, let me tell you something. The last tournament we were at, I was going to park. And normally I'm all about principle, but I didn't have it in me. There was this one guy, I guess he wanted this parking spot because I was in the back end, but I don't know what it was about me, maybe because I didn't have my husband with me at the time. I just gave up the parking spot. And the reason why I gave up this parking spot, not even so much as like I was afraid of getting into confrontation, but so many people are so psycho out here. I'm like, I don't have it in me. I'm like, well, it clearly means more to you. I actually wound up finding a better parking space, actually. That's how God works. See, you see how it is? God was like, yeah, but I got you. This is where I want you to park. I was like, look at God. That space became available just for me. So I ended up having a better parking space. But anyway, yeah, that was a question, or it was a comment / question, like, you know, do you even mess with hood people? I'm like, I don't like to deal with it. You know, because I'm like, they don't care. I'm looking at on television and a lot of people who are just in these bad situations, they don't care because they've been treated a certain way for so long, or they've been experiencing life in a certain way for so long, they don't know any different and they don't care. And there is a sense of like, well, I'm going to take from you because I don't have. So like dog eat dog, and people just want to like fight you all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I'm a fighter. Like, so now I'm at the point where I remember I used to want to go into like different cities and stuff like that, but now I don't like going into the cities. I hate it. there's too many people, too much traffic. I was just like, nope. But getting back to a random comment, I'm telling you, if you happen to be in the ghetto or the hood or whatever you want to call it, let me tell you something. Those corner stores or bodegas and stuff like that, they have the best snacks. They have the best snacks. They have the best snacks, the anti-fries and stuff like that, if you're into whoopie pies or whatever. But, I mean, they have all, I mean, it's got all the bad stuff in it, too. It's got all the preservatives and everything. I mean, this stuff will survive a nuclear fallout. Nevertheless, it's the best everything you can possibly find. You want some really bad snacks that are not good for you and possibly put you in the hospital, you need to go to the corner store and go get yourself some snacks. Because they are the best snacks. All right, I said what I said. Everybody's just going to, look, I'm just going to take the body blows for anybody who's upset about this video. Go ahead and subscribe, though, and leave a comment.